The next poem is called The Name Apollo. It comes in three parts and is about three different notions of the origin of Apollo, or certainly the name Apollo. Apollo, god of words, accept my song. Let it rise like an arrow, the voice and flight of birds, unblown and pure into the sky. Strike out into nothing, into the empty air of spring, and satyrs enter in revel, saying whatever. I know another returns, I know, by the ivy tattooed on my arm, the silver foil, the pigeon feather, the flight and voice of. You don't wrap it in mystery, in prescription, Apollo. I do the work of vision. I came down from the northern forests, furs, wax, honey, and slaves. They took me to their coastal cities, merchants, craftsmen of the wonderful art, from the inland sea to the ocean. They took me for their own to those islands I was born. Her arms around a single tree in a soft meadow split asunder in the centre, miracle of light. In my bones the white north sleeps. Each winter I return there. They are children in the garden making magic with stones and hidden designs in my name. And the last part is a village ritual. I was the chosen boy, both parents alive, no touch of death in the place named for me, a boy leading boys, dressed in laurel, dressed in light, the waking dream of spring parades from door to door. I took the year from the earth, the flight and voice of vision. Made a hole in the ground speak.